All right, hello, and welcome back to a new episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Presented by The Binge Boys. But before we get into covering these episodes 16 through 20 of Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters, we must introduce ourselves, and with you today, I am the Dungeon Dice Master Enrique.
And I am Yami T-Max.
Alright guys, we got some of the best shit to cover in the entire Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise. I said it. You can't make me take it back, goddammit. Episode 16 is the greatest episode of all time. My boy, Seto Kaiba, kicks in the door of Yugi's little parade with the fucking helicopter, comes in, wakes everyone up after they just got done battling this dude named fucking Panic, goes in and says, yo, what's up, Yugi? Yugi goes, what's up, Kaiba? And he goes, here, look, here's the shit I owe you. And Yugi said, here's your deck, big homie. And he's like, word. Thanks, little bro. Fuck you, by the way. I'm gonna kill you next time I see you. Stay out my fucking way. I'm gonna save Mokuba.
Yeah.
How gangster was that?
It's pretty fucking gangster. I won't even lie to you.
We don't even have Kaiba with the fucking OD jacket and chain yet.
Nope.
This is just regular blue coat Kaiba. Once he gets the whole white gimmick with the fucking big ass collar and the goddamn card around his neck.
Yup.
It's a wrap for the entire duelist community. Oh, he's so cool, bro. I don't know how you watch this show and come away not saying Kaiba's the coolest character. There's only one person that can deal with him, and it's Yugi. Joey. And if it's not those two, you just didn't watch Duel Monsters, I feel like.
Yeah, that's probably the real possibility. Kaiba, also just, they do the most with Kaiba. They don't do as much with anybody else, except for Joey.
I was going to say, that's bullshit, because Joey gets hella screen time and development. That's why I said, except
for Joey.
Kaiba's static. Like, Yugi and Kaiba are static characters. They don't really shift past when, you know, Yugi fucking mind fucks him in the first episode. But Joey actually goes through a character arc, and that's why he's one of the better characters. It's like the difference between Aang and Zuko in Avatar, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like very little people be like, my favorite character from Avatar is Aang. But a lot of people be like, my favorite character is Zuko, because he actually transforms while Aang stays pretty much the same. He has a little bit of development and mentality, but he also, like, reverts back every other second, so it's a little fucking irritating. Whole different thing. You can check out our old-ass reviews about that show if you want. So yeah, basically Joey is upset for Kaiba talking that shit to Yugi and says, hey pal, you ain't shit. And I'm like, Kaiba, I'm like, Joey, watch your motherfucking mouth when you talk to Kaiba. And Kaiba lets him go. He's like, all right, bro, chill the fuck out. Watch it. He said, Yugi, get your mans. He started walking away. And here comes Joey, grabs him up again. Nah, you ain't that tough. If Yugi can beat you, I can beat you. And Kaiba said, get your hands off me, Cretan. We can fucking duel right here, you bozo bitch. And he pulls out the prototype duel discs.
Dude.
Did you remember these prototypes?
I did, yes. The big clunky things.
I did not remember the prototypes.
Really?
I forgot all about them. But once they came out, I was like, oh, I remember those. These are prior to, you know, the Battle City ones he makes, which are fucking dope.
Dude, the Battle City one, all time.
All timers. That's why if you try to buy one these days, they're like $175, if not more.
Oh, yeah.
And so they start dueling, and it's probably the quickest duel of the series.
It didn't take very long.
No, he comes out and busts Joey's ass. I don't think he loses a single life point.
No, he didn't.
Joey gets fucking clapped, and Kaiba on his way out goes, that's why you're a bitch. You're a third-rate duelist. Don't ever test me a motherfucker again. Just because he beat me does not mean you can, and I will smoke him next time we play. He does not have Exodia. That's the only reason Kaiba lost the first time is because he had Exodia. So Joey got it fucked up from the get-go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Pretty for true.
And realistically, Kaiba can smoke pretty much everyone, and everyone knows it, except for Pegasus, probably, who we actually get to see this episode, and Kaiba actually talks about Pegasus.
Right.
Because he gives you the breakdown of how cold Pegasus is as a duelist, to the point where he knew what Bandit Keith, also one of the greatest characters in Yu-Gi-Oh! History,
okay,
was going to do in his duel against him, and pulled a little kid out of the audience, wrote a fucking note and said, just do this, you'll win, bro. And the kid said, fuck it, okay, and did it and won anyways against the Intercontinental Champion.
What's crazy is they don't actually give a reason to why yet. They hint at it, but...
We know. They don't even hint. Like, little Yugi, I mean, I guess, if you're a super-duper tiny child, you will not understand what's going on, but it's pretty obvious the Millennium Eye is what's doing it.
Exactly.
Because that was from his fight, his duel with Yugi. Mm-hmm. He pretty much broke. Yugi was like, he can basically see my cards. He flat out said it, and he's missing an eye. Like, come on now, we know what's up. I forget how Yugi circumvents that, but we'll get to that 3 years from now.
Oh, are you talking about at the end?
Yeah, when they get their one-on-one.
Oh, I remember exactly how.
All right, don't tell me because I want to be surprised.
All right. You're going to think it's stupid.
That's fair. I want to say he closes his eyes, and if that's what it is, I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
I'll ruin it for you. It's not that.
Okay, thank God. Thank you.
That's as much as I'm going to say about it, but you're still going to think it's kind of stupid, probably.
So can we admit that Pegasus' voice acting at the minimum is probably based around Michael Jackson?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Do you not feel that Pegasus is somewhat based on Michael Jackson?
No.
With the higher pitched voice, the affinity for children and children like things, because he uses Toon World and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I never made the connection earlier, but now I'm like, I feel like Pegasus is low-key like that. Because Pegasus high-key give off pedophilia vibes.
Oh, 100% he does.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, who's the biggest superstar we've known that's gotten those accusations other than R. Kelly, who actually got caught doing the shit?
Well, yes, but, like, I get no Michael Jackson vibes from it, you know? And maybe that's because I don't have as much connection or experience knowing about Michael Jackson. But I've never had any sort of feeling that it was anything like Michael Jackson, other than they both seem to like children.
The suit, the hair, like the longer hair, obviously Pegasus is significantly longer, but Mike had pretty long hair for a dude when he was in his white phase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the affinity for kids, the style, the attitude, you know, they're always calm. I felt like Pegasus was loosely based around that.
If anything, it always seemed like Pegasus was just gay.
Like Dumbledore.
No, because he's always acted a bit more flamboyant, showy.
Is he really, though? Or how much is that as a dub voice acting, though?
I don't know. I truly don't know, because I never watched the original, the sub. So I don't know if he was ever that, you know, showy and flamboyant.
Me neither, but I feel like his mannerisms don't really have the same flamboyancy as his voice acting.
His body language, all that, often seems a bit more serious, but he does sometimes get a little bit more, I don't even know what the right word is for it, but a bit more showy.
Extravagant?
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
I feel like, to me at least, the thing that really tips his hat, which I feel like is a dubism, which is when he calls him Yugi Boy all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yugi Boy. I'm like, oh, God, don't be saying that, dude. Stop. He doesn't call anyone else that but the most childlike character of the main cast. It's fucking weird, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. But, you know, Pegasus does his Pegasus thing. Can we talk about how dope Bandit Keith is for a minute?
You can go off on whatever rant you need to about Bandit Keith. Right.
His bandana, classic Americana.
It's kind of fire, I'm not going to lie.
You know what I mean?
The bandana with the sunglasses?
He's got the America do-rag. Mm-hmm. He ain't even black, so he's letting you know, I am a real American, like Hulk Hogan. Hopefully sans the racism, but I don't know. He is a bandit. I don't know what he did to earn the name Bandit Keith, but he must have been doing some shit. I'm going to put it out there. You know, he was robbing people, killing people. I don't know what he did. But for some reason, he turned to a children's card game, and so I decided to dominate at that.
Uh-huh.
He's also a very good duelist.
He is a good duelist.
Allegedly.
Allegedly is a pretty decent point.
Because he let his boy get dog walked the next couple episodes.
Bro, for real, by Joey Wheeler. To be fair,
I thought he was purposely... To what I thought was going to happen, I'll explain right here as we transition to the next episode. So we find out Joey's got PTSD after getting dog walked by Kyle, but he's doubting himself completely. He's worried that he cannot be the duelist to win this whole thing and save Serenity. Uh-huh. Which I don't know why he does. I feel like Joey's fucking stupid sometimes because if Yugi wins, Yugi would gladly pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yugi doesn't need, I don't know what the fuck Yugi does in his free time or where he lives, to be honest. He might just live in the fucking card shack.
I was going to say, he lives above the card shop with Gramps.
That's some bullshit. That shit is like 800 square feet. This dude lives in the attic with his grandpa, bro. He, no hoes are coming to the crib, all right? Bro. Yugi no hoes, all right? Goddamn. And, oh yeah, Joey has a fucking dream where he's wearing a dog suit because he literally got dog walked. Now, this triggered a memory for me because I remember Joey actually has to wear a dog suit later in the series. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Shout out Dungeon Dice, baby. I'm the king of it. But so that was absolutely fun. Bandit Keith was here. They did an entire flashback in this episode from something we just saw last episode, which was Bandit Keith getting smacked by Pegasus. Uh-huh. I hope this doesn't become a common thing. Because I hate this. This is very common in modern anime when there's filler. Like, One Piece currently is really bad about this, to where they'll show you a clip that just happened from the last episode in order to pad out the time of the episode, so they have to do less work for the next episode. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that doesn't become a commonplace. Because if that becomes commonplace, I'm about to start skipping shit of this episode.
Fair.
I'm not going to sit here and watch something I just watched not even 15 minutes prior.
Uh-huh.
I refuse, Yu-Gi-Oh! I refuse.
Well, in fairness, part of that was that, you know, they would do weekly episodes.
Fuck them. Don't care. Fuck Four Kids. Crip. So, Joey gets jumped by this dude, Bandit Keith, this dude Bones, who looks like a fucking gremlin. I don't know what he's been eating, but he needs to stop eating that. Dude's eating rat and raccoons. Bro, needs to cut it out.
This dude looked insane.
Looks like fucking Gollum, dog, eating raw fish, like Gollum taking bites out them bitches, grabbing them straight out the ocean. This tastes good. Fuck you, Bones. Right, that's what he eats. He eats just bones. He eats bone marrow and shit. Just gnawing on a bone like a dog. Ugly ass bitch.
You notice they all make fun of his face too, though, all his buddies do?
Yeah, because he looks like a goddamn ghoul. Like, who wouldn't, bro? You know, this takes me back to some of my worst times in my life where I was the meanest person I could possibly be. There is this friend. I had a friend who had a friend who was a girl, right? I don't know if you ever played the Fallout series, but there's these things called ghouls in Fallout.
Okay.
And they have, like, very, they have no nose and very ripped up skin, and their eyes are, like, a certain distance apart. She looked kind of like a ghoul from Fallout, right? And her name was Julia. Do you see where this is going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're getting a little specific with it, which is shocking, but.
I called her Ghoulia a lot to him.
That's crazy.
It's probably why me and him aren't friends anymore, but, you know, that's a whole other issue.
It could be part of the reason.
It could be part of it. I'm not going to say that's the reason, though. That's allegations. So we get the Joey duel where he starts getting smacked on because Bandit Keith is giving out the game to Bones, and Bones is cooking Joey. I don't know how Bones understands how to use his own motherfucking deck he put together. And also, why the fuck is Call of the Haunted so busted?
I actually don't know. I don't remember it being that good of a card.
I don't think it is in real life, because I remember I had that card, and that shit was ass. I never used it. So this must be fucking anime-specific, because this shit was whooping Joey's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Joey was killing everything, and this dude had 47 monsters on the field. He should have killed Joey by the fourth turn. For 4K life weight, Joey should have been hit 16 times by those monsters and been dead on the ground, sprawled out. No, you do not collect more star chips. Do not pass go. Serenity is blind now.
Well, no. Okay, so one of the rules that, like, I guess is in turn right now is that, like, you couldn't attack people's life points directly.
I feel like that's not true. But.
No, but you notice because he'll only, like, he would destroy Joey's one monster and then he wouldn't attack with any of the other monsters.
Then Joey should just fucking stall. Like, just keep playing trap cards. Like, fuck it, I'm just gonna sit here. Trap card. Fuck you, get away from me. But if that's the case, they don't even exercise the greatness of defense position.
Yeah, they do.
Very rarely, but even then, like, what's the point of even summoning someone in defense?
That's all Joey was doing. That's all Joey was doing was...
But then he's just wasting cards. If he's not gonna, they're not going to hit him straight up, why even summon him?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. This is the whole problem with the 2K life points. You kind of cuck yourself into writing really silly duels, and that's why you need 4K. Bones ends up getting whooped on because Tristan runs in and reminds Joey that they've been boys for life. And that whenever Joey was in a pinch, Tristan had his motherfucking back. He said, "Yo, my dog, Joey." Tristan still sounds like a fucking, what's that term I'm looking for? Nimrod?
Okay.
Dude just sounds straight up low IQ every time he speaks. But he's a dog for life, you know? So they went, he pulls out pictures of Randy. He says, "Joey, you dropped this." And Joey's like, "How could I drop a picture of Serenity? I forgot why I'm even here. It's for her eyes, but my pride got the best of me." And he goes out there, smokes on that Bones pack. Shit was ashy as hell. Cooks him. Bandit Keith pissed as shit, mad as hell. Joey got away with his damn star chips. What does Bandit Keith do? Whoops Bones ass. Whoops the other dude's ass. Takes all their star chips and says, "Fuck it, I'm going to the castle. Fuck you losers." Dips. Mm-hmm. That's why Bandit Keith's Bandit Keith, bro. He just said, "Man, fuck y'all. I'm out."
He did that thing.
Can we talk about how close Mai was, like, to getting into the castle by the time they fought Panic last episode?
Yeah, she already had like 8 star chips.
She had 8 already. What the fuck? Why, bitch, just go? Like, why were you even fighting Panic? You need 2. Go beat up on some scrubs. Well, go find Wheeler.
That's the thing about Panic is he just took her.
No. He said that he has a convincing way to get people to battle him.
Yeah, that's by fucking locking them up and putting them near the fire.
Luke, you didn't get locked until he stepped the fight into the duel, okay?
Yeah, I know that, but that's because he just chose to do that. Everybody else, he don't choose to do that to.
I don't know, man. They never explicitly said, "Yeah, I'll grab people up and throw them on a wall and beat their ass." Because then the dudes later on in a couple episodes, they don't do that shit, but they're also punishers or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it's good writing, but because you saw Mai get grabbed up. You saw Mai get grabbed up.
Sure. Let's go with yes.
Oh, my goodness. This dude is on one again.
Yeah. I can't wait for the Joey versus Bandit Keith duel that might or might not happen because I don't remember, but I hope it does because Joey versus Bandit Keith.
Does that one happen?
Is a battle for the millennium if it does happen. I don't remember. That shit is the battle of the two greatest memesters of all time.
I don't remember if that's what happens in the first round.
I don't remember. But here comes Mokuba, trapped in a well like he's fucking a frog. And he starts giving us an epic exposition dump about Kaiba.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Me and my brother Kaiba." So this is where we were wrong. They were orphans, so they don't really know who the fuck their parents are.
Yeah.
Because I think we said they're half-siblings, but we just don't know now. Like, they're just, like, they're dogs. They're brothers through, you know, bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kaiba refused to get adopted unless they took Mokuba, too. Kind of like on some...
That's right. I forgot.
On some Meet the Robinsons shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. You're right. That makes more sense now because, now his dad and then their dad just adopted him.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
And that's why he became the leader of Kaiba Corp.
Mm-hmm.
So Mokuba gives us an exposition about how back at the orphanage, Kaiba would hold it down for him, go whoop people's ass, do whatever he need to for Mokuba.
Mm-hmm.
And Mokuba said, "All the times I fucked up in my life," which obviously is a lot for this little dude, "Kaiba would bail me out. So here I am trapped in this goddamn Pegasus prison waiting for Kaiba to bail me out." But then he doubts him right away after just saying that. He's like, "But maybe this time he can't do it. Maybe he left me for good." I'm like, Mokuba, shut the fuck up. Give him like 10 minutes to get there, dude. You're on a remote island wondering where your brother is when everyone knows he's been missing since he fought Yugi. Fucking ridiculous, I tell you. Crybaby. But then we get to the greatest thing of all time. So they go through the cave because they've trapped him in the cave. They lead into the motherfucking Paradox Brothers, who may or may not be a racially insensitive voice acting.
Yeah,
that didn't age well very at all.
Nope.
"I am Para, and I am Dox." Like, what the fuck, dude? that shit was, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, wasn't it?
Yes, well, we basically get the dynamic duo for the first time officially in Yu-Gi-Oh! In the first tag team duel. Joey and Yugi teaming up. calling up bro, even though Tristan is allegedly his best friend, but, you know, and he bullied Yugi back in the day anyways, but they're good now, we're cool now, we're big dog, you know what I'm saying? Big dog eat little dog, and little dog fought back, now big little dog, big dog, two big dogs fighting the pair of dogs, here we go.
Okay.
This battle's some bullshit, I can't lie to you, but it's so good bullshit, like, it's great. I don't know why they confuse cards into walls and shit and just attack people freely and why they're playing this like it's a Monopoly game, but it's so damn cool no matter what. I don't know why. What's your thoughts?
The double duel is one of the coolest things ever. Not to mention, I was always a big fan of the Labyrinth Tank. I tell you what, as a card in the show, as a card in real life, very big fan of the Labyrinth Tank. I loved it so much. So seeing that get to come out, always very fun.
You know, my favorite card is?
From it this or in general?
In general. Okay. It was not my favorite, but one of my favorites. Motherfucking Kunai with Chain. First appearance of Kunai with Chain. Oh my God. I told you, bro. I remember that when he fought the Paradox Brothers, it was the first time he used Kunai with Chain. I told you back a couple, like episode 2 or something of Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh. And here we are. He busted out Kunai with Chain.
Kunai with Chain.
And he equipped it on the Flame Swordsman. Flame Swordsman just walking around with a big ass Kunai with Chain, bro.
Dude, that thing is so sweet. That thing is so sweet. Kunai with Chain.
He is such a dog, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Yugi is cool in the movies, but in the series, it's all about fucking Joey, dog. I can't lie to you. Especially early. Early in the series, Yugi is super mid, and it's all the Joey show.
Yeah.
But they take a quick detour after that first episode of the Paradox Battle, and we get Kaiba trying to save Mokuba. And Kaiba just whoops this big-ass dude's ass up and down the floor. You know what I'm saying? Drags him, holding him hostage with not a gun, and carrying him out. And the dude says, why would I lie to you? You just beat my ass. And then what do? He went and lied to fucking Kaiba. So what did Kaiba do? He punched him in the chest. But for some reason, when Kaiba punched dude in the chest, it's why did it sound like a springboard? Like someone jumping off a springboard. It's like, boing. I was like, that punches do not make a boing sound.
I mean, there's always so much they can do in a show like this, right?
They don't even say that they punch people. Like when Joey punched Tristan earlier, they said,
he shoved him.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you shove me? I'm like, oh, God, fork it. They can't even show that. Like, we can show these dragons burning each other and alive with fire, but... Dear Lord, we show a punch. Holy shit. Going to prison for life. The 4 and 4 kids stands for prison for life. Whenever Kaiba's theme drops, Tristan, tell me that you don't know some shit's about to go down.
No, you
when
right.
That techno shit, don't, that shit, oh my God, you already know Kaiba's about to do some shit. It's always awesome. I don't know if everyone else has a theme, and I just haven't picked up on it, but every time Kaiba's hits, it's so... recognizable and so iconic that I'm just like, ah, Kaiba's here to do something cool. Shout out big Kaiba. Kaiba's, how do you feel about Kaiba this episode?
Kaiba's dope. Kaiba's gonna be Kaiba. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, Kaiba, every time Kaiba pulls up, I'm feeling good about it.
You damn motherfucking right. And so the Kaiba busts in, saves Mokuba. Mokuba's like, brother, I thought you wouldn't come for me. Kaiba's like, Mokuba,
please.
You were on a remote island. I was 2 hours late. Can you chill out? Please. I do steal it. They've took all my assets, Mokuba. They took our house. They tried to kill me. I had to steal a helicopter, fight this bum-ass Joey dude, and get here to save you. Shut up, please. Shut the hell up.
But for real, it's only the second day of the Duelist Kingdom tournament.
That's what I'm saying. It took him less than a day to hack into a computer, steal a bunch of shit, jump out of a window, almost die, steal a helicopter, and get there and save him. Come on, Moke. He hasn't even slept yet.
No.
Think about that. This dude's been awake 24... And he wants to doubt his big brother. That's why Mokuba's ass. Fucking hate him. We get back to the Paradox Battle. And they do a fucking fusion dance with their cards. Create this three-headed dragon monster.
I always wanted those cards, but could never find them.
Do they even exist?
They have to. There's no way they don't.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they replace those dudes with the XYZ Dragon Cannon.
I mean, we get XYZ Dragon Cannon later in the show anyways.
That's what I'm saying. So they couldn't make those dudes, but they used the concept to get
that. Nah, they totally could. They could have made them. They probably did.
They're also bullshitting, too, because they said that shit was on the level of Exodia. I'm like, chill out. It is not on the level of Exodia.
Hey, man.
Exodia's attack points are ??
If Yugi said it, it's true.
If Yugi said it, Yugi is a liar. He is not to be trusted.
Yugi don't know nothing, bro.
No, he don't know shit. Shit, Joey a better duelist than him already, arguably. Hey,
Whoa.
Just wait till Kaiba smokes Yugi's ass, bro.
Hey, man. I know what happens at the end of this.
I don't remember, but I don't fucking care. Well, I do know what happens because there's a reason someone runs around calling themselves the King of Games after this.
Well, okay, I know. But what happens before that is different.
I don't remember that part.
It's on some craziness.
Dope. I'm down. I can't wait. So, yeah, this actually leaves us off on a to be continued for the Paradox Battle that we'll finish on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, we will.
So, yeah, man, we want to thank you guys for chilling out with us. We had a great time. Any closing thoughts on this section? Much better. Probably one of the best sections, period, that we're going to cover in Duelist Kingdom.
Yeah, 100%. With the Bones Battle. With Bandit Keith, and then you Kaiba get the jumping double Joey. Duel. Yeah, oh, it's
amazing, perfect.
Fantastic stuff.
You know? Oh, yeah, Bakura's just kicking it, by the way, now.
Yeah, Bakura's just with the gang. Why is he on the island? He doesn't even have a glove.
You know, he said that he was here to participate, but
he don't have a glove.
He don't got a glove, so yeah, I don't like how no one questioned that at all, but okay. Whatever.
He's like, I don't know. I just woke up and I was on a boat.
I'm on a boat and it's going fast. All right. Well, thanks for checking out us this episode. You can find us on social media at BINGBOIS on Twitter. Everything else, including YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, not Snapchat. You can find us at DABINGBOIS, that is DA instead of D because we are dumb asses. But to conclude things with us today, we want to remind you guys we'll be watching episodes 21 through 25 on next episode. Thank you for hanging out, and I want to refresh you that I am still the Dungeon Dice Master Enrique.
And I may or may not be Yami T-Max.
And we will see you guys on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!